Hey, bro.
You.
I got a for my random question, right?
Yeah.
My random question is like, what traumatized you as a kid?
Nigga, what?
Okay. Sometimes the experience can be funny.
The experience can be funny. Okay.
Yeah. So I have a so before I so before we say ours, I have a list of of what other people have been traumatized
This man actually did some research for his random question of the week.
by. Hey, listen, I was trying to do something different, man. All right, here we go. So no, I'm gonna go through them real quick. Okay, my first one is I went to grab the remote, but then I realized it wasn't the remote. It was my dad's dick.
Oh.
A bad experience for both of y'all. Had to be
We
in the dark.
the
It had to be in.
dark.
No, because if we sit on the if I'm sitting next to but if you sit next to him on the couch, and you thought the remote was over here,
The remote should not be standing up, okay?
no,
What?
he ain't gotta be standing up. He could be like boom and just laid to the
What
side.
the hell you did? You just like what was that,
Or
man?
you could have went like, and you were like, oh, like, okay,
What?
we'll go to the next question. When my mom threatened us with, wait till the guests are gone.
Never had that.
Like, when you get ready.
Never.
Like when the when the when the when you when, apparently when you acting up during company, your mama look at you like, wait till they leave. Wait till they leave, motherfucker.
I ain't never had that.
Ain't never had that either, bro.
Now I did see the whole thing where their mama was like, wait till we get home.
Yeah, you heard we seen the vice versa.
I saw that. My mom never did the whole wait till the company leaves. Hell no. No.
Hey, this is the third one. My uncle slapped me with a wet dead fish.
Why?
The cuss.
Why?
It just walked.
That's random as fuck. Like, why?
Yeah. Right. I got two. We got two more. Got, well, I'm gonna skip one of them.
No.
Okay, this is the only one that's kind of deep.
All right.
But my mom's gambling addiction.
Okay, yeah, that is
Yeah,
deep. That is pretty deep.
and number five is a rooster was pecking my 4-year-old's toes, so my dad grabbed the rooster and cut its head off in front of my 4-year-old.
Whoa. Saggy?
A rooster was pecking my 4-year-old's toes. So my dad cut its head off in front of my 4-year-old.
Okay.
And our last one, which is the biggest one, which is. Not me, but my sister. I pinned her up against the wall and convinced her that everyone is an alien and she's the only human to exist. She's now 20 years old and still questions her existence and if anything's real. He's like, hey, listen. It's just you, okay? Play it cool. All right?
First and foremost,
You don't exist.
he's 20 years old. What?
And she's still so like
And
I
she is
mean
still
she,
questioning everything.
yeah.
Does this sister even have a social life anymore?
I hope.
Like real talk, she giving her friends a side eye. She yep. giving her teachers a side eye, her parents.
Yeah. She's like, hey, it's just us. He's like, you're the only human that exists. Your brother's telling you this.
I'm like, why are you telling me this if you were alien?
How convincing could he have been to the point where you believe that for till you were 20 years old?
That is a good question.
He was like, yeah.
It's just you.
It's just you out here, okay?
It's just you.
You, they gonna eat you.
It's a simulation. I'm trying to help you here.
Motherfucker. And just imagine you, like, imagine that conversation afterwards.
You wanna know what's fucked up?
Everything's in slow motion. You just walk around looking at everybody.
You wanna know what'd be real fucked up? It's the fact that if the brother said you had a sister before, there was a sister before you, but she found out. So I'm trying to tell you, calm your ass down. Play it cool. Fucked up.
Hey, I'm still stuck on
the first one.
Yeah.
You still stuck on the first one?
Kinda.
They don't kinda. You are.
Is that one and the rooster?
The rooster, I'm sorry. The rooster, I'm sorry, but that's just Southern living, player.
But why would you do it in front of the 4-year-old?
Because, okay.
I bet they made him eat it, too.
Okay, first and foremost. Okay, first and foremost. The dad picking up the rooster, Kirkpatrick. Not to mention, okay, first and foremost, I'm stuck on two. I'm stuck on the first one. The whole thing, you know, I grabbed my dad's, you know, man tip.
Yeah,
I grabbed my dad's man tip. Like, what? And second, the whole my grandfather randomly smacked me in the face with a fish.
Yeah,
a fish.
He said my uncle slapped me with a wet dead fish.
My uncle slapped me with a wet dead fish. Why?
I want to know. I want to know back.
I want to know the story. Like, why did your grandpa smack you with the fish?
Man, I mean, what kind of fish? Uncle, what kind of fish was it?
Yeah, why did your uncle smack you with the fish? That's what I want to know. Why did your uncle smack you with the fish?
What did you do?
Yeah, what or did you it? Do for your uncle to smack you with the fish?
Or you got one of the weird uncles that just like hangs out with all the kids at the cookouts and freaking. He's like the cool uncle. He's like the cool uncle that's still sort of a kid, but you know,
cool uncle at no damn cookout.
He the uncle to play football with all y'all. But yeah.
Okay, so your random question is what traumatized us as a kid?
Yeah.
And first and foremost, it wasn't none of these shits. It was none of these shits that
you're,
traumatized
hey, listen,
me.
Listen. You're the only human. Ain't nobody. You're all the one. Play it cool, man.
No.
They're going to find out.
They
were the brother before you, and they ate him. What you think we had last Thanksgiving?
Then let him find out. I don't care. Let him find out. Like, at this point in life, let him find out. Because y'all are doing a horrible job with the technology and wisdom that y'all supposedly got. Y'all some dumbasses.
And he said, listen, man, you're only 7. You can't do anything.
I know. I don't want to do anything. If I'm 7 in the 90s, all I want to do is be a fucking kid.
Hell yeah.
Like, real talk. But anywho, traumatized me. The only things I could think of that traumatized me was scary movies. When I was a kid, scary movies traumatized me. Like, okay, so even though a lot of people don't agree with me, I don't care. When I was a kid, Child's Play 2 scared shit out of me. Because I was a kid with a huge imagination. So, and not to mention one of my favorite movies was Toy Story. So if my doll came to life, it could either went one or the other way, goddamn it. One or the other. One or the other. It could either be
good, Gavin.
It could either be thank you for taking care of me, or it could be let's play hide the soul.
My God.
Yeah.
Hide the soul.
Yeah. Because that's what Chucky told Andy in Child's Play 2, where he was like, we're going to play a game. It's called Hide the Soul. And I was like, bro, hell no. But because here's the thing, I stayed away from Chucky movies ever since I seen Child's Play 2, when I seen Chucky beat the fuck out that teacher with that yardstick.
Oh yeah.
like that scene right there, that was enough. I was like, I'm going to bed. But another movie that traumatized was Tales from the Hood.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Not because of the doll. Because that was the nightmare I had. It was the first story where that politician died and he came back as like a zombie and shit.
Yeah.
And when he was doing that whole situation where he was on the cross telling the dude to bring the cops to him, I had that same dream in my head vividly. This motherfucker said my name, dog.
Oh, hell no.
So I was scared.
It's time to wake up.
And the sad thing is, you know when your mom, you know when she see you in their sleep, she cut everything off, thinking they ain't gonna wake up until the morning. Fuck that. Because when I had that dream, I woke up, and when I woke up, I could not see in front of me. It was that dark.
It was complete darkness. They used to do that shit.
It was complete, what was up with y'all? Dark. And when that shit happened, that shit startled me. Like, I fell out my bed. From my mom's perspective, she said she heard a thud, and then the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And
you fall down the stairs or something?
No, I fell out of... Okay, so I didn't have a bed when I was staying with my grandma. I had to sit on the couch. So I fell off the couch, and I got up, and I literally ran. I ran to my mom's room, which was right next to mine. That was the do-do-do-do-do-do. That was my mom hearing that. That was my feet. I was running, and I literally pushed the door. Now, my mom's bed is right here, and her door is right here, and I'm standing. I leaped into that motherfucker.
Man.
Oh, for real. Like, the bed's right here. I'm right here, and I just went.
I had a similar thing, but I had a dream about monster donkeys attacking me on the moon. And they were chasing me. And I woke up, and I screamed. And my mom was like, what happened?
Fuck, dude. Don't attacking him on the moon. Stop eating so junk food for your black ass. Go to bed.
I don't know what they ate before. I was eating junk food. I think I was at least eight.
That was junk food. You ate something sweet before you went to bed. And you have a vivid imagination.
And I watched the freaking the Scooby-Doo Halloween special where Gary Coleman was in it.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I was like, oh, God.
This man said monster donkeys attacking him on the moon.
They were huge, too. They were big with like six legs, real skinny necks and pig noses. I swear to God, bro, this is the most vivid. It's like one of those dreams that you had as a kid that you just never forget, dog.
Oh yeah, like yeah, I know.
So like, but I think, one thing that traumatized since we still on the movie tip, because we're gonna stay there. One movie was Tales from the Hood, but it was the ending.
Oh shit!
Like the ending of one when the
dude
ending
turned
of
to Satan.
Yeah, the ending of one will never top. I mean, the ending of one, the rest of them can't top it, because it was just like it came out of nowhere. It was just so fucking sudden.
The thing about it is about the Tales from the Hood movies. I ain't trying to go on a tangent. They all slowly lost the production value, because I watched all three. I watched all three of them.
Yeah, because two sucked. Two felt like a parody.
Two was trash. And they said the only person, and they said the only thing that made up for two was Keith David playing Satan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It was Keith David playing Satan. Three was okay. It was okay for what it was. But I understand that it's this whole woke culture trying to send the message type deal and stuff like that. I don't like how y'all didn't make Tony Todd into the devil. I rather you should have made Tony Todd into the devil instead of that little girl into Satan and turning Tony Todd into the real villain. I didn't like that. I rather you would have made Tony Todd. I rather you would have made Tony Todd into Satan instead of the little girl being Satan in Tales from the Hood 3. If you make a fourth one, I don't know who you're going to have playing Satan. And the sad thing is, I'll probably tune in because I want to have faith that this series can revive. Because I'm sure it can. Because, bro, Tales from the Hood 1 was a classic. It's a hood classic. Black people who are into horror movies, that's on their list.
Especially black horror movies just seem scarier.
That's on their list. But the only reason why black horror movies are scary because it's us.
There's dark hit the dark hip hop beats and shit.
So
it should be creepy as hell. But yeah, man, we're getting tainted. Well, okay, I got one other movie that traumatized me as a kid. Okay. Right. It's gonna be silly, but now it's like one of my most favorite movies of all time. You gonna laugh, but Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh,
that movie scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Funny thing about that is
that's a musical.
Yeah, I know. Funny thing about that is me and Honey Bunny, our homegirl, Honey Bunny Mimi, we always joke about the shit because of the way how the plant sounded. The plant was black, okay?
Yeah, that was black. Yeah, that was either a black man. Yeah, that was a black man. That was a fat black man.
Yeah, the plant was black, okay?
Yeah,
the plant
Audrey was a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's basically there's an alternate ending. Because we know the regular ending where like they blow Audrey up, right?
Mm-hmm.
The alternate ending is when he does eat old boy, spits out his glasses, and he dies, right?
He eats
Seymour. And turns out the plants had a big ass alien invasion, and then people start buying a bunch of them. Like it's a shit ton of them. And then like by the end of the movie, you see them like completely took over the city. And it's like they're huge. It's like some of them are like Audrey size, and then some of them, they all like they call the army in and everything. And then there are some of them that are like Godzilla sized. There's like a bunch of them, and they're like eating everything. They're like one of them, a train goes going like this. You see one of them like this, and the train goes in his mouth. They get huge. And then by the end of the movie, you see Audrey bust through the freaking movie screen and laughing, and the camera just zooms into his throat, and that's it. But that's the alternate end. That was supposed to be the real ending, but then they told the director, hey, this is a little too scary for people in theaters, so he made the alternate ending. But he still kept some semblances of the regular one there, because, you know, when Seymour had the white picket fence and all that, you zoom into the freaking garden with the flowers, and you see another plant in there, and it's smiling. So I hate that they never made it to. But yeah, man, that movie fucked me up. As a kid, that movie fucked me up. But yeah, man, though, so you guys tell us what some of the things that traumatized you as a kid. They don't have to be, you know, things that are like really dark and deep
and things that
you can take the route we took, you know, something that you could laugh at, you know, because we could laugh at this shit. Because
I can definitely laugh at my trauma right now.
Because goddamn donkeys.
Because if you don't laugh at your trauma, you ain't conquered that motherfucker, okay?
Yeah, some of them I can't laugh at because they're just too serious. But some of them, I can't laugh at this.
Yeah, but we not going to get on the series.
Dude. We ain't here for all that. But, all right, y'all, we going to jump into all right, y'all, welcome back to another episode. And this your boy Ron Wisp here with my boy GT. And we finna go ahead and do JoJo Part 1, which is the shutdown of Funimation and Crunchyroll increasing their payment method.
Why are people so surprised about this? This was announced a year ago. for real.
Yeah.
This was announced a year ago. Why are people surprised about this? This was announced a year ago.
Like, so, I was thinking they were going to do the whole merger thing instead of completely shunned it down.
Yes. Okay. So what they mean by merger is this. All of Funimation's products are going to Crunchyroll. They already started doing this. They already started Cowboy Bebop, Yu Yu Hakusho, all those other good jazz. That's on Crunchyroll right now. Mm-hmm. Like real talk.
Dubbed and sub.
Dubbed and sub. Yeah, those are on Crunchyroll right now. Y'all can watch that. But once again, this was announced a year ago. This was announced a year ago about Crunchyroll and Funimation technically merging, but it's not a merge. Like, real talk, it's not a merge. Crunchyroll is absorbing Funimation, okay? We just gonna be real with it. Crunchyroll, the reason why it's ending in April, because Crunchyroll probably got all the Funimation stuff that's on it. Yeah. Crunchyroll probably got all the Funimation, because here's the thing. Here's how I know for a fact. You remember Anime Rainbow I told you about?
Mm-hmm.
That's a Funimation product. It's on Crunchyroll right now. It's on Crunchyroll. So, yeah, like this was already announced. It was already announced for the whole situation with Crunchyroll.
You know what's funny?
What's up?
I seen somebody bring this up at the fact that a Crunchyroll used to be a pirated site, right? It used to be a pirated site that became official.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's doing exactly the thing that, you know, we didn't want it to do, which is like, oh, I don't want to pay for anime, so I'm going to just go to this site. But now the site that I used to go to watch pirated anime is now an official site, and that's making me pay out my ass. And technically now Crunchyroll doesn't have real competition.
That's bullshit.
Like what comp? I mean, like, excluding a pirated site.
No. You want to know what competition it got? It got Disney.
Oh yeah, Disney, because Disney got
anime. Disney got Bleach.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I still hate that. I still think that's fucking stupid. Because in America, if I wanted to watch Bleach on Disney Plus, I can't, but I have to watch it on Hulu.
Yeah, you have to watch Disney
Plus. And what sucks.
Hulu. Yeah, you have to watch Bleach on Hulu if you're in America. You can watch on Disney Plus everywhere else.
Yeah, so it's like, and also it kind of sucks. Some people also brought the fact that I have to, it sucks because Crunchyroll don't have some anime. And then if you want to watch a certain anime that's not on Crunchyroll, I gotta get a whole nother streaming service. You know, I gotta pay for a whole nother streaming service. And even with Netflix got a lot of anime. It's just the fact that a lot of times, like, their anime does update. It really does.
Netflix's animes are hit or miss. But here's the thing. People are saying Crunchyroll doesn't have competition. It does. Crunchyroll now officially has competition. Even though a lot of people don't count it, you got Netflix, you got Disney. And even though I shat on it in the beginning, I will fully apologize now. You got HIDIVE.
Oh yeah, I forgot about HIDIVE.
And here's the thing, because HIDIVE got one of the most popular animes that's even nominated for dozens of awards at the Crunchyroll Anime Awards, and that's Oshinoko. So, Crunchyroll got competition. I don't care what nobody say. Y'all can say whatever you want. Crunchyroll now has competition in Disney, Netflix, and HIDIVE, or Amazon Prime, because that's what HIDIVE is behind. Now, here's the thing. Standing alone, yes, Crunchyroll has no competition. Yeah. But with Hulu backing, but with Disney backing Hulu and Amazon backing HIDIVE and Netflix already being what it is, it got competition now. It has competition now. Now that anime has become such a big marketing conglomerate type of deal, companies are going to want to get in on that. And that's
because you can watch all of One Piece on freaking Netflix now.
Right.
You can watch the current arc that's going on.
Right. You can. You can watch the current arc that's going on One Piece and things of that nature. But it's like what I'm saying. Because here's the thing. One Piece is distributed amongst all streaming platforms. It's on Hulu. It's on Netflix. It's on Crunchyroll. You can't help that. But it's just certain, because remember, Disney took Tokyo Revengers from Crunchyroll.
Yeah, I remember
Disney.
That.
Disney took Bleach third. Yeah, Disney took Bleach. Blood War, you know, the third one.
Thousand Year Blood
War. Yeah, Thousand Year Blood War art. Bleach. Yeah, Disney took Bleach Thousand Year Blood War art from Crunchyroll. Because Bleach was originally on Crunchyroll. Because, look now, because because his name, Disney is a powerful motherfucker.
If Disney the mouse is out here.
If Disney wants something, it will fucking get it, okay? Like, real talk. Because if you want my honest opinion, when it comes to these anime, Disney's like, I'm only allowing you to get this. I'm allowing you to get this. We can get these other things and stuff like that. But then again, the streaming services are the final results. All the business and paperwork, contracts you got to deal with before you put it on the streaming platform. Yeah, all the paperwork and contracts and stuff that you got to deal with before you put it on the streaming platform. Whoever makes the best deal, that's what the company is going to go with. Whoever made the best deal, they will do it. Type of deal, because that's a thing. Because, okay, Undead Unluck. That, people saying that's going to be one of the next big things. Undead Unluck. Disney got it. Heavenly Delusions. A lot of people love that anime. Disney got it. Because the funny thing about it is, some of the most popular anime, it ain't even on Crunchyroll no more.
Yeah.
It's not. It ain't even on Crunchyroll like that no more. It's on Hulu. Like, real talk. Like no bullshit. Look, man, no bullshit. Because I've been looking. I've been paying attention. Because the only anime right now that freaking Crunchyroll got going for it right now, and you can say whatever the hell you want, is Solo Level. Currently.
Yeah.
Currently, that's the main anime Crunchyroll got going for itself, Solo Level.
It was JJK.
Yeah, it was JJK, but JJK is over. Y'all wait. Third season. Can't wait for it. Mm-hmm. Culling Game. Let's get it. But it's like what I said. This, and look, this is just my opinion. You can agree. You can agree with me, disagree with me. I don't care. The main anime that Crunchyroll got going for it right now is Solo Leveling. It do. And even though Crunchyroll is doing the Crunchyroll Awards, where they have to include anime that's not even on their platform. What does that say about Crunchyroll not having competition to the fact that you had to put anime that's not even on their platform as nominee?
And I'm hearing a lot of people say, like, yeah, man, like, now that they increase and they still, I'm like, bro, like, of course they're gonna, I'm like, bro, like, of course they're gonna do that. Why are y'all so freaking surprised? And these freaking, because, like, you know, these companies just letting us know it's your own shit, because all your shit that was on Funimation, all your accounts and all your, like, stuff, like, you know, I was like, and then I've seen people like, hey, man, why don't you just, like, let me download all my stuff off of Funimation.
They, like, told you. That's the thing. Because it's like what I said, this was announced a year ago. They told you it was best if you go ahead and make a Crunchyroll account. It was best if you did that when they announced it a year ago. It's like what I said, this was announced a year. This is nothing new to me. It was announced a year ago.
And now, they do stuff like this. And they really do stuff like this all the time.
They do. That's the thing.
And people are talking about, like, giving us more and more incentive to just, like, to put on the pig leg and eye patch. And no, I'm just like,
no, we're not. No, no, you're not. Because once again, there are multiple platforms minus the pirate sites where you can watch you some anime. There are multiple platforms.
Yeah.
Minus the pirate sites where you can watch you some anime. So if you don't like Crunchyroll, you can go to High Dive, you can get Netflix, or you can go Hulu.
Yeah, so, and then a lot of people is like, or you could use, you know, not sponsored, but you know how to see how people are using VPNs. And you know how Netflix is different in other parts of the world. Like, if you use Netflix in Japan, you got a huge anime library. It's fucking huge. So it's like, it's just the fact that people just don't want to download all these streaming services and having to pay for all these streaming services just to watch an anime that came out. Like, you said, oh shit, Undead Unluck, it ain't on Crunchyroll, so I gotta download an entirely new streaming service just to watch that anime. Like, But a lot of people don't want to do that.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Let's be so for real, dog. The main streaming service that I feel like people would have a problem with downloading is HiDive. Reason being is because 9 times out of 10, the normal streaming consumer already had Netflix and Hulu.
Yeah.
Like real talk. The main streaming consumer, the casual streaming consumer, would have already had Netflix and Hulu.
I'll say Disney Plus too.
Disney Plus as well. Yeah, but it's like what I said, Hulu. You can watch your animes through Hulu thanks to Disney Plus.
Yeah, so if you got that Disney Plus bundle, you get Hulu and Disney Plus for free, and you ain't paying all of it. Mm-hmm. You're still paying for both because they're bundled. So I think it's like, I don't know how much it is though. But yeah, like even Prime and HBO Max got anime, dog.
You see what
and I mean? Have those. I don't have Netflix anymore. I got Prime. I got HBO Max. I got Disney Plus.
Yeah, I got Prime with the HiDive premium.
Yeah, so it's like I don't have Netflix no more, and I didn't really watch it. I didn't really use and I didn't really watch anime on Netflix like that.
I did. I mean, I managed to get Netflix back, and the only reason why I got Netflix back is because it was announced that next year WWE, well, Monday Night Raw, is going to be streamed on Netflix because Netflix is trying to do their live events bag right now.
Yeah, so, I'm surprised they should have been doing shit like that.
But here's the thing. Netflix be late on the come up because even Netflix trying to get their own original games and shit.
Yeah.
So Netflix be late on the come up, like on for real. But yeah, it was announced that thanks to $5 billion deal, that Netflix is now going to be streaming Monday Night Raw starting 2025.
Yeah, Netflix trying to get that money back.
Exactly. Next year, 2025, January 2025, Monday Night Raw is going to be on Netflix. So I'm like, you know what? It's best if I go ahead and get Netflix right now. So, yeah.
What were you watching on originally? Monday Night Raw. Oh, never mind. All right.
Yeah, that anyway. Was mm-hmm.
But, all right, y'all let us know how y'all feel about the Funimation shutdown.
You also didn't mention the price increase either.
Oh, it's like, damn, how much is, I have Netflix. How much is Netflix?
Not
I
Netflix. Know, the price in Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll, my bad.
Now, the price for Crunchyroll is normally what, like $7.99 a month? Originally. Because there are tiers to Crunchyroll now. There are three tiers to Crunchyroll. And I think the most basic one's like $7.99. But now I think they're gonna do a yearly subscription where if you pay $100 a year,
it's $100 a year. Which y'all could do that, but it's like it ain't like that's unheard of.
If you want my honest opinion, I ain't trying to be rude. It ain't worth it. Not $100 a year.
$100.
Maybe it's worth it. But then again, it depends on how will you consume this anime, because I'm a content creator in regards to anime, so maybe a person like me will do it. But
yeah. If you really, really watch an anime,
yeah, if you really, you really know. Watch it, but remember, I watch anime because of content creation, so I have to watch it if I want to keep making content. Just like how I got to keep reading manga if I want to keep making content.
I still gotta keep watching Toku stuff, dude, but Toku content.
Right, exactly. But as far as that price increase, I feel like y'all whining over nothing, because I feel like that's just a tier they're going to add on to what they already have.
Yeah,
like I don't think they're forcing you to pay $100 a year just because they got Funimation's catalog now.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, that's just because, you know, they're adding a lot. They're adding a lot more anime now that wasn't there before, and it's like, yeah, please. I just give me, like, yeah, there is some anime on there. Like, can y'all please give me my Star Driver dub?
Star Driver have a dub?
I think it does,
Okay,
but
well, okay, so
yeah.
here's the thing. If it does have a dub, then it should have the dub. It's an old anime. All right, but yeah, that's all I really gotta say about the whole situation.
But all right, y'all let us know about the whole shutdown, Funimation, Crunchyroll, with streaming services stuff and going arc. But yeah, all right, y'all, we had JoJo Part 2, which is, does it amaze you of just how the Earth can just say, the Earth or space can just say, fuck y'all? Like,
First of all, I don't think that deep because I got anxiety. I don't need that.
Hey, what is about to go? It might go up a little bit today, bro, because I got some shit. All right, so
This
all
motherfucker be
right,
doing his research.
hey man, I'm trying to make it interesting. All right, man. So, Mother Earth, we love her. She a beautiful woman, okay? Big green gal. So there are things on Earth that could just happen. Natural disaster. I'm not talking like us as humans doing stuff. I'm talking about just natural disasters that could just go blah. We out of here. Did you know that we are 240,000 years late for a super volcano eruption? Which basically means if every super volcano, I'm talking on land and underwater, if they all erupted all at the same time, GG's. Yeah, we out of here. Also, we are late for a massive earthquake. And I'll talk about an earthquake to where it let the warning for the earthquake will happen a month before the actual earthquake. And I'll talk about a small earthquake that'll last 30 minutes. And then a month later, we finna be like Pangea in this bitch. And some of our states or countries are going to be islands. Yeah, which also will cause massive tsunamis. So, yeah, also.
The funny thing about this is he also has anxiety, so this fucking with him too. So
It's okay.
I'm
I
gonna
don't
let him talk. I ain't got shit to say.
All right. So, not. Let's get off of the earth tip. Real quick. No, 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 for, no, no,
No.
hear me out. No, let's get off the earth tip and let's talk about asteroids and meteors and also solar flares, because I really fucking love space. So like I research space and watch stuff about space all
That's what makes us
the
the opposite between me and this dude.
time.
I don't fuck with the space.
So space is beautiful. Come on, my favorite anime is Gurren Lagann. Like, come on, you see galaxy shit, space is beautiful, but it's
So
also
much
very
space.
dangerous. It's cold too.
All this
But
damn space.
so imagine. We don't want Mother Earth. We don't want Mother Earth to go. She's beautiful. And this is where we keep all our stuff. So so basically things that have happened in during space is where a planet, let's say a far, far away dormant, like regular planet. This planet, if this planet fell off its axis and fell out of its solar system, it is a possibility that another planet could be hurtling towards our solar system and completely just punch Mother Earth in the face.
Oh, hell, even I knew that.
And it's GG's. Also, okay, I'm getting a little graphic here. But when it comes down to asteroids, we know that asteroids and meteors, they took the they took the dinosaurs out and shit. And we get hit by meteors and stuff all the time. We do. We see meteor showers and stuff. We get them. So imagine Mother Earth as just this big voluptuous ass. Okay. Let me cook. Come on. Imagine Earth
Turn the
as this.
burner off.
No, whoa. We cook it,
You ain't
dude.
boiling shit.
We
Turn the
make
burner
oh, I
off.
have to turn the grease on. We making fried chicken in this
No, the
bitch.
fuck we not. I don't want none. Turn the burner
No,
off.
we doing this.
Turn the burner off.
But anyway,
You could use any other analogy,
let me
but
go.
I don't need need to go.
Nah, let me go.
You can use any other analogy, but
let me
that
have
bullshit.
Let me have this.
And I, board of water. And it's and overflowing com- now.
Hey, even sometimes you need a little bit of overflow in your life.
Then go.
Sometimes the shit got to spill.
Go. Anyway.
Imagine Mother Earth, Mother Gaia, as this big, healthy, voluptuous booty, right? And an asteroid is a nigga that shot his shot. And when he shot his shot, Mother Earth was like, yeah, baby, come on. And she turned around and she stick it in his face. And the nigga just goes, damn. He's like, damn it. And it's a skinny black man with this big old butt on him. And he's just like, and you know how the asteroid, when it hits Earth, it leaves this crater and it affects the weather and all this other shit, causing other natural disasters to happen. Well, that's him going in, slapping it and kissing it and biting it, leaving scars on that ass. And that's the example of, you know, how a meteor comes down and it just destroys shit. Now, the meteor that hit the dinosaurs that took them out, that bitch is still here, which there are theories that saying that that's why the Bermuda Triangle is the way it is, because the meteor hit somewhere around there. But yeah, man, the Earth, space, everything could just fuck us up. If we can, a solar flare can happen out there in space, and the shock wave can literally hit us and destroy our ozone layer, killing us. And we would go back to how the Earth was before I had an ozone layer. But yeah, man, that's how it is. That's nature. That's Mother Earth. And it's just scary that at any point in time, we could just be out of here. I ain't even mentioned black holes. I ain't going through that either. But yeah, man, you all let me know. Don, don't let him know. He gone. Y'all let me know. Ron Wilson, celebrity bus drop. Down there in the comments. How do y'all feel about Mother Earth? And what are some other things you could add with Mother Earth? She could just go down there and just fuck us up. Same thing with big space out there. But all right. You got anything to say?
No. Fuck. No. I ain't got a goddamn thing to say. You traumatized the viewers.
How?
No, who could be watching this? You traumatized the viewers. Disclaimer, if you feel traumatized by this, we are not obligated nor liable to any situation that happens to where you go tell someone the shit that this man said.
Somebody laughing right the fuck
I
now.
I don't care.
Chris, you laughing right now. Zach, Tina,
you Alexa. Better laugh your ass to this next topic.
Anyway, but all right, y'all, we're gonna move on to JoJo part 3, which is, why don't we get completed games anymore? And when I mean completed games, I mean how stuff was back in the day. How stuff was back in the day, where when we got a game and we got everything, the game's finished, we got everything, whatever DLC or what the fuck ever. Everything. Fuck your wallet. Everything. So it's like, you know, we can buy a game, got DLC, and all this other shit. Oh, excuse me. My bad. Edit that out. But yeah.
No.
All right. But yeah, y'all, what y'all think, man? I think we don't get them games because goddamn money, man. Goddamn money speaks for every goddamn motherfucker in the goddamn world, goddamn.
I'm going to say it again. These are businesses. These are companies. They don't give a fuck about your well-being. All they care about is the green in your pocket. If it ain't making money, it ain't a business. It's that simple. If it ain't making money, It ain't a motherfucking business.
Not a profit.
Like real talk. If it ain't making money, it ain't a business. Unfortunately, I'm sorry to tell y'all, but it's true. Okay? The gaming company is getting into this conglomerate. Why we don't get completed games no more? Because first and foremost, even though most games don't have good replay values, the DLC is making you play the game again. That's the thing. The DLC
new
is
game plus too.
New game plus as well. But new game plus should be free. So yeah, that's the thing.
That should be off. New game plus should be off rip.
It should, but depends some on games the game. It depends on the game that you play. Like real talk. Like RPG games, those must have a new game plus. Okay? Especially games where you have to interact with people. And you know, with the way the game is played, you can't interact with everyone who you're supposed to interact with. So, of course, New Game Plus has to be a thing. Has to. But once again...
Yeah, Nintendo.
Yeah, but once again, companies don't give a damn about your well-being. They don't care how this game made you feel. All they care about is if the game is good, it is you gonna buy this motherfucker. Like real talk. Are you gonna buy this game? No, then get the fuck on. Hey, you gonna buy this game? No, well, get the fuck on. Hey, you gonna buy this game? Oh, for real? Okay, cool. Where that green at? Okay, cool. Take the game. Get the fuck out of my face.
Like, How much the game be? It's $70, motherfucker. You got it?
Yeah, it's $70. Also, another thing, all games shouldn't cost no damn $70. Ain't worth it. Cause here's the thing. Even though a JJK game is $60, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, man. I'm still iffy on it.
I'm iffy as fuck on it. Because thinking about it was, I was planning on buying it. Me and this dude's planning on buying it. We gonna play it together because there's a co-op thing where you can play online together. But I don't know. I really don't know. I honestly feel like I should just wait for a price drop. In all honesty and fairness, I feel like I should wait for a price drop.
I think that's what I'm going to do, bro.
Yeah, same.
Because I'm still trying to get fucking Dragon Quest, and I'm getting that goddamn game. I don't give a damn. I want that shit.
I feel you. Believe me, I feel you. If anybody feel you, dog, I feel you. Because when I get
paid... It's on sale right now. That shit, $40.
Mm-hmm. Because when I get paid, I'm pre-ordering WWE 2K24. I'm pre-ordering that motherfucker. I like real talk. I haven't pre-ordered WWE game since 2K19. So, exactly. It's time to finish the story. Anywho,
what was that? Breaking the wall,
you're not breaking
the fourth wall, motherfucker.
You're not a wrestling fan, so you wouldn't understand currently.
Hey.
So yeah, you're not a wrestling fan, so you wouldn't understand currently. I looked in the camera for a reason. but the whole situation with games not being completed. Definitely it's because of money. They know that completed games are not where the money is.
Especially with gacha games.
Gacha games will never be completed.
Yeah, especially with console gacha games. I feel like once a gacha game
loses its popularity, it's dead.
Yeah, once it stops getting support from the community and also the devs, because they can just kill that shit. HoYoverse can say, hey, we shutting down Genshin Impact in 3 years. I'm like, all right, but
Honkai Star Rail.
Yeah, cause the thing about it is there is. Especially with gachas, there is a full-ass story of Genshin. I think it's going to end with you and your sister beating that goddess, and then it's going to end for real. But anyway, only games I see that come completed when you first get them are indie games.
Yeah.
A lot of indie, because they're independent. That's indie. They're independent developers. First and foremost, teams ain't that big, stuff like that.
Yeah, first and foremost, indie games can't afford to do what big companies can do. And I'm not saying they're doing this because they're broke. It's because people who make indie games actually care for the people who buy them.
Yeah.
Big companies don't give a fuck. Indie game makers, they care about you because
they're gamers themselves.
They're gamers themselves. Also, they need that word of mouth support. Because here's the thing. We supposed to be getting the Hades 2. Hades was an independent. It was an indie game. And that game fun as fuck. I love playing Hades.
It blew up too. It's getting a show and everything.
It's like, and it's getting a sequel.
Yeah.
Even though we ain't heard no news about it, at least I know it's getting a sequel. But it's thing. Indie gamers, they're gamers themselves. And the thing about it is, all indie games are passion products. They made these games out of passion, not in the form of making money. They make these games out of passion. Not like real talk. If they feel like, hey, if I can satisfy just one motherfucker, I did my job.
Yeah.
That's how indie gamers feel.
Some of these devs are people who used to work at those big ass, you know, gaming companies stuff. And they brought their experience over, and they got a couple of their buddies and say, hey man, let's do something cool. What you want to do? Let's make a game. Okay. Yeah, they just do it. Like, okay, a popular Pokemon spinoff, well, not spinoff, but like a popular Pokemon like game, which is Nexomon. Nexomon got three games. Nexomon got three games, and that team was relatively small, but now it's got three games, and it used to be digital, but now you could buy the game physically on the Switch.
See?
So it's like there are a lot of massive successful indie games.
Yeah, most definitely.
And they be good.
Right. Also, if y'all out here making indie games, man, keep doing your thing. Please do.
Yeah,
Make your game. I understand that it can be stressful. It can be tiresome. It can be bullshit. But that's just how life goes. You can't let that beat your ass, okay? You can't let that beat your ass. You gotta keep going. If this is really your dream, keep going. Don't stop. And look, don't give in and don't be intimidated by these big companies. Because here's the thing. You got big ass company games with glitchy ass bullshit where you got people who has the most intensive care on their indie game that it will have little to no bugs. And if they do, all you gotta do is just reach out to them in like a Discord or email. And they're like, oh, okay, well, let me fix that real quick.
Yeah, you can actually talk to them.
Right.
Instead of getting an automated response. And also these freaking indie devs aren't a bunch of old fucks in suits.
Basically, yeah, they're not old fucks in suits. You are absolutely right.
So, but yeah, man, I'm actually, you know, starting to play more, you know, indie games, and they be freaking dope. Expand your horizons to some other shit. But yeah, man, got anything else to say before we move on to JoJo Part 4?
No, just indie gamers, keep doing y'all thing. I mean, indie developers, keep doing y'all thing.
Do your thing. All right, y'all, we're going to move on. JoJo Part 4, which is, at our age, do we still have people we look up to?
That's deep, honestly.
I have a few people.
If you want my honest opinion, I mean, because here's the thing. The people who I look up to, they are no longer with us. And currently right now, it's like I said, the person who was alive, who I look up to the most is my aunt. My aunt A1. Like, don't get me wrong. I love my mom. I do. But my aunt has been holding it down for us for God knows how long. And to even just, you know, to know a person like that, who's willing to go above and beyond for her family with no questions and no bullshit, that's something that's very inspiring, and it's something that's very good, and that's something that you people need that in their lives, like, for real. You need a person who's willing to go above and beyond for you. Like, I look up to my aunt, but I mean, of course, I will always look up to my dad, because even though I ain't had time to spend with him, when I lived with him, it showed me the type of man that he was, and it made me have respect for that man. Even though it was a short time, because it was a short time I was staying with my dad, I had respect for that man. 100%. I can't really say I have anyone else who I look up to, because at this point, when it comes, like, celebrity wise, be careful who the hell you look up to.
Yeah, because anything can just happen. He's like, hey, man, he did this over here and this over here. And they're like, what the fuck?
Right. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I looked up to this dude, you know, I looked up to everything that he did. I was following behind everything he did. I was there. I was there.
Who's out here?
But he did this, that, and the third. I'm finna go. Doors that way. Like, shit. But yeah, but yeah, because I honestly feel like us in our age. Okay, so the thing about it is, you ain't got no choice but to look up to the people who are close to you instead of looking up to celebrities at this age. When you in your 30s, you gotta be more realistic in this. Like no bullshit. You gotta be more realistic than this.
Yeah, because these celebrities ain't perfect, man. These celebrities is fucking weird.
Exactly. They are. They are weird. But the thing about it is, we can't help that, because we don't know how Hollywood be treating these folks.
Yeah, man.
You never know. They might want to get away from all this.
I just booty hole. But yeah.
You just tell them no.
Hey. Woo! Well, yeah, man. I think the only people I really look up to like that is my mom and your ass.
Me?
Yeah. You offended, bitch?
No, I'm not offended. I'm surprised. Oh, okay. Why?
Well, mama, because, you know, that's mom, man. It's mom dupes. You know, and my mom tell me every day that I'm cute, and I believe her. So yeah. my mom tell me every day that I'm great, bitch. And that's the woman, that's the number one woman in my life. Well, I believe her when she said, "Hey, you are amazing. You're great. You got a good heart. You're cute, and you can pick up and you can grab things." You can grab things on high shelves that I can't reach. Okay. My mama is 5'3". All right. I'm 6'1". So yeah, I'm the tallest person in the house. But every time I go in the room, she says, "Hey, before you go, scratch my back." God damn. But, you know, definitely. Well, actually, I got three people: my mom, my granddad, and your aunt. So when it come down to this content creation shit and all this other stuff, like, we both got extremely big work ethics, because I'll be up all night making shit. I'll make 7 TikToks and upload all of them at once.
Be careful doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do that no more. I make like 3, but it'd be short. But the YouTube tip, you know, I upload twice every week. So, but I feel like, I'm trying to describe it, I feel like making stuff and having like a schedule and being like organized and stuff like that, like, you got me doing that to where it was like, oh, I'm just, hey, a new episode come out, I'm just like, for me, I have to watch toku shows, so, and toku movies. So it's like every time a new episode come out, I gotta do that shit that week. I can't do it late, because then the next episode is gonna come out. So it's like, I used to not do that. I used to just do it whenever. I used to just do the last episode at the end, like, record the episode that just came out and then do that one, and they both be up there. And I'm just like, That's weird. The algorithm's weird. But you got me way more. Like we started doing a podcast for the very, very first time. It was cool, and I was like, oh, I ain't never. I was making videos. I was just making freaking AMVs. I want my voice went out there. I wasn't on camera, nothing like that. And so it was like, that's what you got me used to that. I mean, I'm still not used to being on camera like that either, because I be not liking my voice watching these bitches back. And I'd be looking at myself in the camera like, why the fuck my eyes look like that? What is happening? I'd be like this. Then my eyes look lazy. Like my eyelids look like lazy eye action going on. So I'd be trying to hold my eyes open wider, look like this, because I'll be like, damn, ugly bitch. My mom said I'm cute, so I'm good. So, but yeah, when would it come down to this content creation stuff, you got me like with a better work ethic and like more like inspiration. Because I feel like if nigga, if you weren't doing what you were doing, I probably wouldn't be making shit as prevalent as I should be. And also, I don't give a damn. We getting mushy tonight. Pause. But you're my brother, and I love you. And this podcast means a lot to you. If it means a lot to you, it means a lot to me. So that's why tonight I made these topics, fucking outlandish a little bit, because I wanted us to laugh at these bitches, and get off all this serious shit that's going on. So, but yeah, man, you are one of my biggest inspirations when it comes down as a person, and also with this content creation stuff. And even though we ain't in the same city no more, still the same state, but we ain't in the same city no more, I still feel like, you down the street, and I could talk to you anytime, and it ain't never been like we don't been through a bunch of these fucking anime arcs, and it never fought in it. And I lost a lot of friends going through them arcs, but and you one of the people that was still was there. So yeah.
Hey man, like I do appreciate the admiration. I mean, the thing about it is when it came to his content stuff and his podcast stuff. See, my thing is in regards to the content creating and things of that nature, I wanted to bring my friends along because I wanted us to be a unit to where we all make some money off of doing what we love by just sitting here around our goddamn mouths. There are people who are making money doing this, so why can't we do it? Like real talk. And this can be a very leisurely thing to do when we grow up.
Safe space.
Right, it's a safe space. Like, this can be a leisurely thing we can do when we grow up, like when we get older, to the point to where like we're not even really working anymore. We just retired motherfuckers who got a story to tell now.
Yeah.
Like in all honesty and fairness, because it don't matter how old you get, can't nobody tell you, ain't you too old to be making a podcast? No. Because the thing about it is that if we keep going how we going, if we do this to where we old and gray, we still got that audience who've been sticking with us since we were doing it now. Because the thing about it is when I shared those clips on TikTok, two people said they wanted to watch us. They wanted to know where to watch us. Somebody said, how is it that you guys have 110 episodes? But I ain't watched not one. 110 episodes. More than that, mind you, cause y'all only paying attention to us on Spotify. Y'all ain't paying attention to what's on YouTube, cause that's where it started.
That's
YouTube
where the
got
story began.
YouTube got everything. And mind you, I still got the videos. Still got the videos from when we first started. The first video still up there. When we first started the podcast, when we were literally at Albany Tech, we sat down and we told y'all we was gonna do a podcast. That's what we did. We was in college. We sat down and we told y'all we were going to do a podcast together. And although there was times where it was off and on, for the past 1 to 2 years, we have been the most consistent we have ever been in regards to this podcast. Because, okay, so here's the reason why we were on and off, and it's just me being real with it. I wanted all our friends included. That was why I was on and off. If one person couldn't do it, we didn't do it at all. That was the thing. If one person couldn't do it, we couldn't do it. We wouldn't do it at all. And then there was a falling out between two of them, where we literally had to sneak around on who the hell we was hanging out with. What the fuck was that? But still, now I'm not saying we had to, but it felt like it. It felt like real talk. When you hung out with one or the other, you were like, this don't feel right, because I feel like I'm hiding from the other motherfucker. Type of deal. And even though it's not really how that was, that's exactly how it felt. Like. Yeah, it felt like that. And that's just us being real with it. And then when the beef, you know, was settled, everybody cool again, we tried to do it again. But then schedule started to conflict. But it's like what I said, I wanted everybody included. If one person couldn't do it, we didn't do it at all. But then I start to realize who's staying and who going. He stayed. Everybody else left. And regardless of whether it was through a circumstance or because you just didn't want to, he stayed. He didn't flake. He didn't bullshit. He stayed. So now that I've seen that, I was like, okay, well, no offense to everybody else, but fuck everybody else. It's all about us now.
It's about us.
Like in all honesty and fairness, well, fuck everybody else now. It's about us. I mean, hell, we technically started this motherfucker. So since we started, we might as well keep going. Don't allow anything else to stop it. If one of us can't do it, then we ain't doing it at all. But somebody say, I can't do it. Oh, well, nigga, I'll see you in the next episode, type of deal. That's how it's going to go from now on. Because when he has something to do, he lets me know, like, hey, I don't know if we can do this Friday. Let's record Thursday or Wednesday. Cool. Down with it. I'm glad you let me know ahead of time. I'll make sure to go ahead and make time for it. Just like tonight. We ain't recording this on a Friday. We're recording this on a Wednesday. Because I got stuff to do Thursday and Friday. Possibly. Same. But yeah, like, we're recording this on a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, we're recording this on a Wednesday. We're recording this on a Wednesday. But yeah, it's like what I said. This podcast journey has shown me who's staying, who's going. And it's like what I said. I understand circumstances, whether it's your mental, whether it's your job, whether it's your family, or whether it's your kid. That's understandable. But I'm also not making it seem like this is an obligation, because it's not. You ain't making money off of this, so you ain't obligated to do it. However, I would like to bring along the people who I give a fuck about on this same ride that we are doing. And that is the message I'm trying to get across to everyone. Okay? Like, real talk. We already struggling enough to what we dealing with, whether it's our mental, our physical health. We're struggling with real world problems, whether our job getting on our goddamn nerves.
Ugh, no.
But we come back to this. We laugh, we talk, you know, all the other stuff. Cause another thing, y'all don't know what the hell goes on after these cameras go off.
Yeah, I look forward to this every week.
Every week.
This is our collab. This is our collab channel. I'm collab, but nobody else.
Basically, yeah, but no offense, because I'm collabing with other people too, but that's only because they wanted me along for the ride. They're like, hey, you mind? It's cool. It's fine. But I'm still making time for both of this. Now, if there was a choice whether, now there's a choice whether it's this or theirs, it's going to always be this. Because I started this with him. I ain't start this with nobody else. I started this with him. This was both of our ideas. We both came up with the idea and we both stuck with the idea of what we were going to do. Yeah, there were a lot of changes. There were a lot of people who came and gone, who came and went. We still love y'all. We hope the best for all y'all. We wish no ill will on none of y'all. Okay? We wish no ill will on none of y'all at all. Okay? If you can't do it, we understand. But it's like what I said, whether it's your mental, your job, your kids, any of that, if any of those things are conflicting to what it's doing when it comes to this, good. So I appreciate the admiration, but I had to just let people know exactly how this podcast came to be. Because people need to understand that. And another thing, one more thing, and then we're going to get the hell on the body. First and foremost, we are black men in South USA, okay? And whatever you see on TikTok is just snippets of what we talk about. You want full context, you're going to have to watch the whole damn thing. Or you click on the timestamp where I have it in the description, because I will always have timestamps no matter what. I will always have timestamps no matter what. We are black men in USA. That's the thing. We are black men in USA. We can only talk about the black experience. We can't talk about no other experience but that. We can only talk about the black experience. We can't talk about no other experience than that. We can't talk about the white experience, the Mexican experience, the Spanish experience, the Asian experience. We can't talk about none of that because we are not those things.
Yeah, we're not around those people. We're not in those communities.
No, we're not. That's the thing. We can't talk about those things because we are not those things at all. So, once again, regardless of whether bullying is in human nature, so is murder and rape as well. But that does not mean it is acceptable, because it's not. It's not acceptable. So don't just write it off as just a human thing.
Yeah, animals bully people. Come on.
This is true. Animals bully other animals. It's not just human nature. It's not just a human thing, regardless of whether what it is. But that's just me addressing to the people that, it's not just the black community. I know it's not. I'm only speaking from the experience of a black teenager, black kid who lived in South USA. That's the only experience I can talk about. I can't even talk about a black kid, a teenager living in North USA, because it could be an entirely different experience.
You also can't talk about a black woman.
Or a black woman, exactly. I can't talk about a black woman experience either. I can't, because I'm not a black woman. I'm a black man. Our experiences, although some are the same, most are different. I can only tell you what I went through. He can only tell you what he went through.
About it is we'd have similarities. That's really about it.
Yeah, we have similarities, but there's no way in hell. Okay, basically, let me put it to you like this. Some of the chapters may be the same, but the title is different. If you have to put us as a book, some of the chapters may be the same, but the title is different. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and end it here. All
right, y'all. If you like this episode, you might hit that like, share, subscribe. Go down there, description box, and touch all the things down there. go ahead and look at our individual stuff, because you know you can see some of the stuff that we be doing, you know, to be like on the solo tip. But also, you let us know down in the comment section below what you thought about any of the topics that we talked about, and also hit that subscribe button, because guess what, you get some confetti. You get a cool confetti animation. Hit that, let that 2 seconds of dopamine bust on your face. But all right, y'all. Remember, y'all. Mother Earth is just this big, voluptuous booty.
Another podcast done. Another round broken. Thank y'all for coming out. We finna go ahead and get the hell on up out of here. Appreciate y'all for coming out. We love y'all so much. Thank y'all for the support. Keep subscribing. We're gonna have more content come to you guys later. So remember, yeah, we are the realm breakers, so never forget to keep breaking all the realms.
Hey, tapping that ass.
Fucking the multiverse up.
Fucking the multiverse. Get off the book. Get off the bus.
Catch you guys later.